Chapter 13. Psychology. Psychology means soul knowledge. It means the study of the spirit, but it has never been that. Psychology is the study of cognitions, perceptions, and affects. It is the study of the personality. Because psychology is based upon the perceptions of the five sensory personality, it is not able to recognize the soul. It is not able to understand the dynamics that underlie the values and behaviors of the personality. Just as medicine seeks to heal the body without recognizing the energy of the soul that lies behind the health or illness of the body, and therefore cannot heal the soul, psychology seeks to heal the personality without recognizing the force of the soul that lies behind the configuration and experiences of the personality, and also, therefore, cannot heal at the level of the soul. In order to develop and nurture your mind and your body, it is necessary to realize that you have a mind and a body. To heal directly at the level of the soul, it is first necessary to acknowledge that you have a soul. If you have a soul, is it a hollowness that mythologically fills your ribcage? No. If, then, your soul is real and alive with force and beingness, what is its purpose? To develop a healthy and disciplined mind, an intellect that can expand wholesomely and fully into any task, requires more than merely recognizing the existence of the mind. It requires understanding how the mind works, what it desires, what strengthens it, and what weakens it, and then applying that knowledge. In the same way, it is not possible to consciously assist the soul in its evolution merely by recognizing the existence of the soul. It is necessary to understand the soul's temperament, to learn what the soul can tolerate and what it cannot tolerate, what contributes to its health and what breaks its health down. These things must be looked at.